I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, as you know, everybody's talking about the freaking Game of Thrones.
Yeah, boy, they are.
Oh, my God. All right, couple things. I couldn't relate to the ending and how y'all are feeling and the emptiness and the show hole and the disappointment and the anger and the anguish.
Depression.
Somebody said it would be like this. It'd be like playing 9 years of Monopoly and nobody ever wins.
Hmm. 9 years of Monopoly?
And nobody ever wins. That was their
analogy. Just get up and walk away. You know what? I don't think I've ever finished a game of Monopoly.
You haven't saved the board for the next day?
I don't think so. Well, no, I don't think I've ever finished.
Oh.
I mean, we've saved till the next day, but nobody ever finishes then either.
Because then you're like, eh.
Goes on forever. Mm. Some point, somebody always got mad and kicked the board and all the little dog and everything went everywhere on the board.
I just had a very sad thought.
What's that?
I don't think my 12-year-old son has ever played Monopoly.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, they say it's a great educational game.
They really do say it is.
Because, real estate's bought and sold and great investment or whatever.
Yeah, well,
I guess. It's a good thing to do.
Mom fail. Number 482. God, I suck as a mom.
No, don't be so hard on yourself.
He doesn't even know how to play Monopoly. He plays Uno.
Yeah, well, if it helps any, I probably don't know how to play at this age.
Well, there were all kinds of weird rules. Remember last year, a weird rule we never knew came out? I forgot what that was. And everybody's freaking out like, wait, what?
I know the board has changed.
Yeah, well, now you can get states and different themes. Anyway, okay, so another one said, Jamie, it'd be like all of a sudden they stopped making vodka. Oh, see, I get that one. That would be. Another person said they watched a psychiatrist talk about the Game of Thrones, and the problem is that fans see themselves as one of the characters, and so they form a true bond with one of the characters, and they feel like a lot of the stuff is actually happening to them. So, Schmadil, which character did you feel like was you?
Tyrion.
Tyrion. Why is that?
Because he's always kind of trying to do the right thing and thinking about everyone else around him, but he just ends up getting screwed at the end.
Oh, that is you.
Wow.
That is so you.
Man, and you were so quick with that answer, too. So you can tell that you've obviously thought about it a lot.
Yeah. Oh, I love Tyrion. He's the best character on the show.
Who would be JB?
Maybe King Baratheon before he died.
The king.
Yeah.
Oh.
The first one.
And why is that?
Maybe just don't tell us. Yeah.
I want to know. I want to know. If I'm going to be the king, I want to know.
Because he's the king. He's cool.
Yeah, he's cool. He's the king, right?
That was why?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you say something bad, I'll have you beheaded. I'm king. What would Jamie be?
Cersei.
She's naked a lot, isn't she?
She is, and she becomes the queen.
I'm so, Cersei?
Yeah, and she like is a lioness when it comes to her children. Like she fiercely protects them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she shows a lot of boobies.
Yeah.
Wow. Lots of boobies. Well, I'm a boobie.
You are.
Okay.
That's you.
Cersei shows boobs and loves her kid.
We're asking why we are those characters. Hey, what about Sean? What would he be?
I can't remember his name, but Sean would be the court jester guy.
Oh.
Because he's court smart jester? And everyone loves him?
Why a court jester?
Because he's Sean.
Well, it sounds a little... I got to tell you.
Because he's high?
Wait a minute. You just called her like a goddess. You called me the king, and he's just like... He takes court records or something.
Yeah, well, he makes everyone laugh.
Hey, somebody said Cersei's fat.
She's not fat.
Way to go, Spadil.
Is Cersei fat?
No.
Oh, my God. Cersei's fat. Oh, my God.
She's really hot.
Cersei is fat. Oh, great. Somebody else said Cersei's a total bitch.
She's a little bit of a bitch.
Wow. A fat bitch.
Man, you're good at this, Spadil.
Wow.
You nailed it.
Yesterday.
Yeah,
you nailed
no
it.
No kidding. Oh. Somebody said Sean would be Varys, no balls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, wow. He's a eunuch. Yeah.
He's a what?
King Varys is a eunuch. That means that eunuch. They cut his balls off.
Oh, really?
They all
really?
Know what a eunuch means.
I think I'm going to go with producer eunuch from now on. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show with producer eunuch.
I like it, too.
I do, too. Mm-hmm. Eunuch is the word of the day. Thanks, Fidel.
Yeah.
I didn't love the fat bitch, but okay. Yeah.
Is that with a K?
No, it's a C.
She's not fat, Jamie. She's just healthy in the wrong places.
Oh, no. She looks good. There's pictures of her. She looks just fine.
Oh, well, it's fine. All right, let's see here. So Game of Thrones is over, as you know. Everybody's talking about the show hole and all that crap. So I'm sorry for all of you, and we'll get over it. I know today the weather doesn't make it any better, but we're going to get through this, and I feel like that is snow.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's what's going
on. I feel like that looks like snow.
Here's when it's going to kick in when it comes to the Game of Thrones people, Jamie. Next Sunday night.
Oh,
you know what? Tonight, it's, you know, you're feeling it. Tomorrow, you're going to feel it. A little bit less on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But when Sunday night comes and it was time to sit down with Game of Thrones or go to your friend's house, that's when you're really going to get it.
Yeah.
You're going to feel the impact of this, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
Next week's going to be tough.
All right.
Is that snow, Sean? Or is that grapple?
It looks like sleet.
Mmm, the sleet. Not the grapple.
No,
not the snow,
grapple's
the
more round ball.
Yeah, sure. Man, it is a crap day today, isn't it? You want to come over and cuddle up and curl up?
Today?
Yeah.
No, I'm busy.
Wait, what are you doing? Wait,
oh, what? I just got things going on.
But today
on.
Is like a cuddle bug day.
I'm probably
going
to do some yard work today.
Wow. You don't want to come over and cuddle? I'll put on the fireplace, even though I hate my fireplace. How sucky are our fireplaces?
I'll come over.
What?
I'll come over.
There you go. You got to take her.
Don't you, though, hate your fireplaces that we turn them on? That's the one thing I hate about Colorado, that we can't just burn wood. You have to turn them on. It's so stupid.
I burn wood.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were not allowed to.
No, I've got a wood fireplace.
You do?
I sure do. There are restrictions.
You can burn in our area.
Yeah, you can?
There are times during the year when there are burn restrictions, so you can't. But.
So can I make my gas one into wood?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you can.
There's no restrictions inside, though.
I think sometimes there still are. We're not allowed to burn the fireplaces.
I've never really
got
because the pollution.
Yeah,
the pollution.
Yeah.
Well, I know it comes out of the you know,
Jimmy. Fireplace.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're smart.
The flume.
But I've never heard of a restriction.
Yeah.
I know I can't camp. Huh.
Anyway.
Yeah, this weather's depressing, right?
I know. I'm excited. I can turn my fireplace into a wood burning?
I think so.
I think
really?
So, yeah.
I thought there was all kinds of things that you couldn't because of the pollution.
No, I think you can. I don't know if you can, but I know we can in our neighborhood.
I don't like your neighborhood. Because there is nothing worse than flipping a switch at a fireplace. Like, that sucks.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. I move on. Then baby has been named.
Yeah.
The royal baby of the Kardashians has been named. They, the fourth baby, they finally picked a name for the baby, Kanye and Kim, and they named it Psalm.
Psalm.
Psalm. After the Psalms. Why Psalm?
You know, Kanye, well, it's got to be the Kanye thing, you know?
Yeah,
Kanye's into this church thing. He's preaching every Sunday. He's doing like a sermon on the hill.
Yeah.
Every single Sunday. He's got his, you know, his followers. It's almost cultish. And so I guess he wanted to stay with the whole biblical thing.
Psalm. With a P. Don't forget the P. It's very important. So we all have to call that baby Psalm. Just go with me.
So we went through this earlier this morning. There's North, Chicago,
Saint,
and Psalm.
Psalm.
Psalm. Now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Those are gorgeous names.
Yeah.
So great. Somebody said after 1990, you couldn't put a wood-burning fireplace in your home. And you can only change wood fireplaces to gas fireplaces. Huh.
I don't think that's true.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Because I found an article where you can convert your gas into a wood fireplace for a cost of only up to about $300.
In Colorado?
Yeah.
I swear they told me I couldn't do that.
I think it depends on where you live.
Maybe your HOA doesn't allow wood burning.
Probably. Maybe. Oh my God, don't do it.
Yeah.
Ugh. Britney Spears. She says that she is doing fine. I guess Britney Spears is living her best life ever. She said there's no need to say free Britney. She interacts with her dad, Jamie Spears, multiple times a day. She has freedom to do pretty much what she wishes. Her dad makes sure security, though, does follow her daughter wherever she goes to make sure that she doesn't cross the line. They say that if she were to go like into a liquor store, security would jump in and stop her from going into a liquor store. They also say that smartphones are off limits to Britney Spears because her dad doesn't want people contacting her who might get into her brain because she suffers from some mental illnesses. Britney also said on the street that she'll perform again. We have a clip that TMZ just said they caught Britney Spears on the side of the road, and here it is.
I'm just living my best life, y'all. It's so nice that you asked, but I'm just living my best life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that confirms
fine.
It, though.
Yeah, she sounds fine.
Yeah, she sounds fine to me. I think she's going to be back to work. Now, wasn't it just last week
that
we had the story that she'd never, ever, ever perform again? And you and I both said, yeah, that's a bunch of BS. She's going to perform. It's all she knows.
Well, remember, it's Larry, her longtime manager, and he said he hasn't heard from her in months. And then they said, hey, listen, Britney just said that she's going to perform again. And he goes, well, it's Britney's decision. Whatever she wants to do.
All this Britney Spears stuff we've been hearing for the past month is all blown so out of proportion. It's unbelievable.
I agree.
It is just complete fake news every day with her.
It's nutty, nutty cuckoo.
I don't know who's releasing it. It's got to be these people that are disgruntled in her camp or something of that nature.
Yeah.
But they're all wrong.
Did you see the Times Square billboard that burst into flames? Wasn't that scary?
Yeah.
So listen, you guys, an electronic huge billboard burst into flames in Times Square in New York City over the weekend. The billboard just all of a sudden caught on fire at 3 p.m. while everybody was down there, you know, looking, taking pictures and stuff. Firefighters cut power to the sign, then put out the flames. And luckily, it did not spread to that huge building that it was attached to. Mm. That was nuts, wasn't it?
They closed Times Square, didn't they?
Yeah.
To traffic.
Yeah,
I know they did.
That's crazy. Also, right now, the Eiffel Tower is closed. Because somebody is trying to climb it on the outside, and so they had to close it down just now.
Man, I will say that view, standing at one end of the street, looking down Times Square, is
cool.
Absolutely phenomenal.
I agree.
If you've never done it before, it's worth the trip to New York just to do that. At night, with all the neon signs that are going, all the jumbotrons that are there, and just that whole feel of stuff, and the busyness of all the people around there, it is phenomenal.
Yeah, it is pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just remembered, I've never taken my kid to New York either.
It's worth seeing.
I'm a crappy mom again.
Go at Christmas.
Oh, that'd be
That's
nice.
The time to go.
It's the most
go to Rockefeller and go skating.
Yeah, I can see you out there skating.
Yeah, I tear it up. I took my hockey gear when I went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So great. And then finally, just for you people that want to know, they researched all these people that are selling homes in Colorado and buying homes in Colorado. And the biggest regret that people have in Colorado, what they do not have in their homes, is a walk-in pantry.
Really?
Of all you people buying and selling Colorado homes, they say they wish they would have got a walk-in pantry. Hmm. That's their biggest regret. Do you have one?
I have a pantry, but not walk-in.
Oh. I have a walk-in.
You stand outside it.
Mine, you open a door and you walk into it.
Really?
And it's like a room and you look around and you're like, whoa, I got all kinds of crap in here.
Yeah.
It's just a crap store.
I would take one if I had one.
Yeah. Sean, do you have a walk-in pantry?
No. I barely have a walk-in bathroom. Uh-huh. It's so small.
I still try to figure out how you and Shayna fit in that bathtub.
We stack.
You ask. Okay,
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice, and anywhere, anytime, on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.